The news is read by Helen Donoghue.
The Garda Ombudsman Commission has said it does not have the minimum staff and resources necessary to investigate Gardaí and that these should be doubled. The Chief Commissioner and senior staff at GSOC are to appear before an Oireachtas committee today, GSOC's first public engagement in the wake of a number of recent controversies. Mr Justice Rory McCabe, the chairman of GSOC, will tell the committee that forthcoming legislation on policing will curtail the Ombudsman's powers in crucial areas. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The Garda Ombudsman has been at the centre of a number of controversies recently. One of its senior investigators resigned following his attendance at a party with Gerard Hutch. The AGSI refused to leave its offices last week following a row over a suspended Garda, now reinstated. And GSOC has also been strongly criticised in the Dáil after one of its investigators told a coroner's court that a Garda was to be prosecuted in connection with a fatal crash in which three recidivist criminals died. The head of GSOC will today tell the Oireachtas Petitions Committee that it investigates but does not prosecute, suspend or discipline Gardaí and that these are decisions for the DPP and the Garda Commissioner. Mr Justice Rory McCabe accepts that while the duration of investigations can cause understandable frustration, GSOC cannot prioritise speed at the expense of rigour. Its latest figures, which have not yet been published, show it received over 1,800 complaints last year. Just over half were found to be admissible. GSOC has a staff of 170 and a budget of almost €17 million, but says this is not enough and should be doubled.
An investigation is underway into the death of a young man on Loch Derg in County Clare yesterday. The incident happened when a jet ski carrying three people flipped over near Killaloe Bridge, throwing them into the water. Two teenage girls were helped to safety by another teenager. A search was mounted for the third jet skier, understood to be from Limerick. His body was recovered from the waters yesterday evening. Tony O'Brien is Cathaoirleach of Clare County Council and chairman of the Killaloe Ballina Search and Recovery Unit. On this programme, he appealed to people to take great care when indulging in water sports over the summer.
I would say to everybody or anybody, you know, who's actually thinking or contemplating of going on the water or using the water over the coming, you know, in whatever part of the country they're in, you must respect it. Because when the water turns back on you, it can be very, very tragic, as we saw yesterday evening.
The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will join 46 other European leaders at a summit in Moldova, which will be dominated by the war in neighbouring Ukraine. It's the second gathering of the so-called European political community established last year to allow continental leaders to discuss areas of mutual concern, such as migration, energy and cybersecurity. Within the past few minutes, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived at the summit venue. From Moldova, our Europe editor Tony Connolly reports.
The European political community is the brainchild of French President Emmanuel Macron, who proposed a forum for EU and non-EU leaders to meet twice a year to discuss the pressing challenges of the day. The meeting comes as Ukraine prepares a counter-offensive against Russian positions. President Zelensky is expected to attend, but other regional conflicts, such as those between Kosovo and Serbia and between Armenia and Azerbaijan, will also be under the spotlight. For Moldova, a small impoverished country wedged between Romania and Ukraine and which has a breakaway region of Russian speakers, this will be a chance to showcase its diplomatic and logistical skills as it presses for EU accession negotiations to begin. The Taoiseach will join a roundtable discussion on recent high energy prices and concerns over security of supply. He will hold bilateral meetings with the Prime Ministers of Moldova and Montenegro. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Bulboaca, Moldova.
The Construction Industry Federation will warn politicians later today that the government's new land value sharing legislation could add up to €35,000 to the price of a home. Under the bill, landowners and developers may have to pay a charge of up to 30% on the difference in the value of land before and after residential zoning. In its opening statement to the Oireachtas Committee on Housing, the Federation called for the legislation to be paused and reviewed. Here's Tommy Meskell of our political political staff.
This new land value sharing legislation is designed to clamp down on speculation, where developers profit off land that is zoned for housing. It could see a charge of up to 30% applied to the difference between existing land use value and the market value once it has been zoned residential. The revenue will then be ring-fenced to fund enabling works for sites such as water services and electricity infrastructure. However, the Irish Construction Industry Federation will warn the Oireachtas Housing Committee later today that at a time when there is a lack of housing supply, this will reduce investment. The CIF will argue that it could also add between €8,000 and €35,000 to the value of a home. It will tell TDs and senators that to improve housing delivery, more zoned land, infrastructure and planning permissions are required. Tommy Meskell, RTE News.
And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally sunny today, with any mist lifting this morning. Cloud will increase at times across parts of Ulster and Connacht. Highest temperatures will range from 19 to 25 degrees.